Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
Welcome, welcome one and all. It is indeed Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. Now, before we get into what's on the show, you know what's going to happen now. 1-300-929-516. That's the hotline anytime. 1-300-929-516. Give me a call and let me know what's going on in your world. On the show this week, we've got the Viper Creek Band, Jasmine Ray. Pretty cool track from a band with one of the best names in the entire universe, Snake Oil Willie. Craig Morrison, Kirsty Lee Akers, Adam Brand, and something new from Lady A, as well as my feature interview with Casey Chambers about her brilliant new album, Bittersweet. All of that and so much more still to come. But now let's kick off the show with talented Star Maker winner duo, Jared Porter and Kaylee Bell. This is Pieces, kicking off Real Country this week.
Afternoon in August, I knew that this was it. From that moment I first kissed you, I can still taste that sweet red cherry on my lips. So I don't know why you threw those roses at my feet, and I feel those words still cut through me. 'Cause every time I get my heart out, you send it right back, you send it right back in pieces. And every time I get my love out, you send it right back, you send it. Be the same.
these hands don't mind the dirt. They're not afraid to hurt. Spend all day working away just to come home to you. These hands, they cut and bleed. They ache all day until I sleep, but never too tired to come to your rescue. Could be raining, it could be pouring, it could be snowing, it could be storming, and these hands will be there for you and understand what you need them to. They'll always be close enough. My legs would walk 1,000 miles, won't rest until I see your smile. And my heart's where you are, and I can't get there fast enough. Your love is the sweetest thing my soul has ever seen.
That was Jasmine Ray, These Hands. And now, just because I absolutely love Australian country, and because I can, and I love the track, this is the Viper Creek Band, Missin' Me.
Harder without a reason why. I ain't gonna fight you this time around. I can see you're long gone anyhow. When the lights come on and the last song ends and you're kissing someone you know you'll never see again, maybe that's when you're right. By the time you realize what we had, you'll be way too late. I'll be too far gone. I ain't never coming back. When the lights come on and the last song ends and you
guitar when you need an easy conversation. You hear our song on every station when you pass our favorite restaurant. If what's out there ain't what you want, when you're done running around and you've had enough and you wanna be loved like you've never been loved, you'll be missing me. Cause I know when the lights come on and the last song ends and you're kissing someone you know you'll never see again, maybe that's when you'll be missing me.
Hey guys, this is Liam Brew. You're hanging out with my good mate. This is Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
I should have run faster than a bullet shot out in the heat of the fight. Faster than a race car trying to get to the finish line. Faster than the time it takes to fall for your woman, Sean.
Calling all entertainers, Talent in Your Town is a new online directory for entertainers who want to be seen and heard. Singers, dancers, magicians, bands, comedians, jugglers, illusionists, face painters, fireworks, kids' parties and a whole lot more. Whatever you do, Talent in Your Town wants to hear from you. Talentinyourtown.com.au, the one-stop shop for all your private or corporate entertainment needs too.
Plus amusement.
Check it out, talentinyourtown.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you. Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back, it's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. For all things country, head to the website, realcountrymix.com. Still to come, social country and unheard and unsigned, plus something new and exciting from Lady A. It's always a pleasure to chat with this talented, often crazy, but always fun, Casey Chambers, as I did this week. One of my favourite, not only musical chicks, but all-round crazy chicks that just sort of owns who she is, no matter where she is or what she does.
All the girls, don't you?
No,
you
I don't.
All of them. You
I
tell
don't.
Them all that they're your favourite.
Miss Casey Chambers, amazing. One of the things I love about you, whether I see your live shows or any of your social media feeds, be it, you're so honest and you're so comfortable with who you are, whatever manifestation that might be.
Sometimes maybe a bit too honest.
It's that honesty that we're lacking in this age of manufactured reality music TV shows and then manufactured pop bands and, you know, sales statistics and all of that. You still provide your audience with tunes that are genuine, that are honest, and either stem from or relate to real experiences.
Yeah, look, I think there's something about, you know, being part of the country music industry that does that to you a little bit. My dad bringing me up on Hank Williams and the Carter family and then Johnny Cash and, you know, those sort of singer-songwriters, musicians who... It was all real back then. You know, they didn't really know how to do it any other way. So when you've been bombarded with that with your whole life, it's hard not to kind of be inspired by that and be influenced by that in some way, shape or form. Someone asked me the other day, you know, all the reality TV music shows are on at the moment. If they were around in your day, would you have done that and tried to get in the music industry that way? I don't think I could have had someone tell me what song to sing each week and how I was to sing it and, you know, all of those things. I just don't think I would be able to, even if I thought that was the best way to go about it.
I
don't think I have it in me to be anything but me, you know,
yeah.
Good and bad. I think it is your own responsibility to you know enough about who you are and who you want to be, to stand up and say, no, this is who I am and this is who I'm going to be. Or to go, you know what, I really need direction here. I really need some help with what I'm doing. And I think it's everyone's choice to just find the path that best works for them.
Now you've got something that has pushed you creatively even further. It sounds like you've sort of forced yourself to sort of let go a bit more and experience and play with some different things. And I'm talking about your new album, Bittersweet.
Yeah, look, I definitely have, and it's been a leap of faith, I guess, and a bit of a scary one, you know. I've got a new producer, a whole new band, and new place that we recorded it, a whole new approach to this project for me. Wasn't quite sure what was going to happen. I was very excited about it, but I was scared at the same time. It wasn't so much about the end result as it was about the process of making the record.
Well, I think the mix of tunes on there is just really amazing. And I think you've done a really great job with Bittersweet in providing a holistic piece of art that really shows the next step of you as an artist.
I feel like every album is a journey, you know, a journey over the last sort of 4 years, or even some reflections back to early years and things like that. And, you know, we recorded a bunch of, a few extra songs that, you know, we recorded at the time that I wanted to make the record and that didn't end up making the record. And it's not that they weren't as good as songs as the other ones or anything. I just didn't feel like they were part of my journey of that record. I feel like there's this story that goes through the record. It's kind of like this thread that runs through a record. And look, I don't think anyone should have to pay for songs they don't want to listen to.
Well, absolutely.
I don't argue that at all.
The single, Wheelbarrow, was really, really cool and a wonderful way to sort of preview the new energy and the new vibe of the album. Can you tell me the story behind the track?
Yeah, well, I co-wrote it with Ashley Dallas, who a fiddle player who was playing in my band for a little while.
Uber and cool.
She played on the record as well. And we were on tour and we were down like South New South Wales and we drove past a sign that said Wheelbarrow 10Ks in or something like that. And I was like, Wheelbarrow, I've never ever heard of this town. And I thought I'd been to just about every town in Australia over the years of touring. Mm. I started writing a little bit in the car and then when we got to soundcheck, Ash and I sat down and finished the song together.
It is an absolutely fantastic track, Wheelbarrow, and it is available on the equally as fantastic album, Bittersweet, which is new for this lady, Casey Chambers. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Gonna trade my wheelbarrow, gonna trade my wheelbarrow, gonna trade my wheelbarrow, baby, for a homeless child. He ain't gonna cry, suffer. He ain't gonna cry, suffer. He ain't gonna cry, suffer, baby, for the longest while. Sweet as honey, treat like my firstborn. He gon' be rich until my money's gone. He gon' be sweet as honey, treat like my firstborn. He gon' be rich until my money's gone.
My money.
sweet as honey, treat like my firstborn. He gon' be rich until my money's gone. He gon' be sweet as honey, treat like my firstborn. He gon' be rich until my money's gone.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Disappoint you again. Would you take back this low down rambling man? 'Cause we were so young and proud the first time that I let you down. The look upon your face is all that I see.
I could list a thousand things that'd make me take you back again, but I don't really need you half as much as I did then. 'Cause we were so young and proud the first time that you let me down. That look upon your face is all that I see now.
I waited out on your street between Maple and 83. It wasn't really anything but bitter.
Right.
probably gonna let me down again anyhow.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
That was two tracks off the fabulous new album from Casey Chambers, Bittersweet. I'll be posting the iTunes links on our Facebook page this week, so be sure to check it out. Facebook.com/realcountry is where you need to go. Now for Unheard and Unsigned, which is our newish segment. It's still got the new smell. That's all about ripper music from unsigned or emerging artists. And if you want to get your tune on here, follow the links at realcountrymix.com. This week, I found an artist with one of the best names in country. And to be honest, it's just an absolutely fun track with an accurate message. This is Snake Oil Willie with I Don't Look Good Naked Anymore. And no, there won't be photos on the website.
Well, my body could use a little slimming. I keep my shirt on when I go swimming. And I ain't seen my feet since 1984. The old lady wants a roll in the hay. We turn the lights down all the way. 'Cause I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If I keep on like I'm doing, I won't fit through the door. And I don't look good naked anymore. Well, I used to be a hell of a man. I chop wood with just one hand. But I can't do the things I've done before. Well, it all happened kind of slow. But I guess I kinda let myself go. Now I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If I keep on like I'm doing, I won't fit through the door. And I don't look good naked anymore. With each and every passing year came a lot of French fries and beer, and my belly hung a little closer to the floor. Now my belly as big as a truck, and the old lady don't wanna, she don't wanna, 'cause I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If I keep on like I'm doing, I won't fit through the door. And I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. Won't fit through the door, and I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore.
Now, if you're enjoying this show or have missed any of our past shows, we'd love you to catch up. We'd love you to listen to the show again, and we will enable you to do that for absolutely nothing. It is free. We call it our Real Country Podcast, and you can check it out on iTunes or just about any other podcasting app. All you need to do is head to iTunes or your favorite podcasting app, do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, click download and subscribe, and you'll never miss an episode of Real Country again. And there's over 200 shows and bonus content items for you absolutely free to keep your country soul satisfied. Coming up on Real Country, something new from Lady A, Adam Brand, and Social Country right after this.
Hi, this is Paul Costa, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life, tractors and bikes.
Hi, we're Georgia Fall. and we're on the road to launch our new album, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
G'day folks, this is Bob Corbett here, 2012 Toyota StarMaker winner. You're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
If you don't like the way we choose to run our race, you lucky bastard, you're allowed to state your case. 'Cause I know that I'm living in a lucky country. Your sons and daughters are all living in a lucky country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, check out the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, my favourite segment of the entire show, Social Country. It is your opportunity to tell me what you're listening to. I love getting your requests, and you can request a song on Facebook, facebook.com/realcountry. Show it some like while you're there. You can also find us on Twitter and leave your request there at Real Country Mix, on Google Plus, and even on the request line 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. And if that's all too much, just head to the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, Sal from Fremantle, all the way over in Western Australia, sent me a tweet. She's absolutely adoring this track from Craig Morrison, and I totally understand why. We're big fans of Craig here at the show, and that man does some amazing work. He's got some great new tracks out too, which we'll be playing in the coming weeks. So here is your request. This is Craig Morrison, Hot Kind of Love. Great choice, Sal.
You stand tall, you stand mean, you got the longest loving legs I know I've ever seen. You got
me.
Now, again, if you want to get your request on Real Country, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Real Country. You can respond to one of our posts or send us a message there. Find us on Twitter at Real Country Mix or on Google Plus as well. Or you can send us an email via the website, realcountrymix.com. Even better, pick up the phone and give me a call on the request line, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. Now, from near the Gold Coast in Queensland, it is Tim from Coomera. Can't get enough of Kirsty Lee Akers, which is great because she's got a new album on the way and a new single out soon. Or that's what a little black bird told me. Thanks, Tim. Here's your request. Kirsty Lee Akers, Blackbird. Now, the Academy of Country Music is an absolute institution and it's been running for the last 18 years and applications close at the end of September. So I thought I'd catch up with organiser Roger Corbett for the lowdown on the Academy this year. I thought I would catch up with a good mate of mine, Roger Corbett. How are you?
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Mighty, mighty fine. Now, the reason I thought I'd catch up with you is because you're in charge of one of the most exciting courses or opportunities for young Australian country musicians. And I'm talking about the Academy of Country Music. And applications are closing very soon. So I thought, what a great opportunity to have a chat about all the wonderful things that the Academy can offer young people. So can you tell me a bit more about the Academy?
It's been going since 1997, for starters. And we've trained about 20 senior students. That's people over 18. Every year since then, and so that's quite a lot of people who've been through the Academy. We also have some other courses. We have a junior course, which is 21 juniors, and we've trained quite a lot of those, and we have a parents course and an instrumental course as well. So, you know, at any one time during the Academy, in that second week, we've got about 85 or 100 people running around, so It's quite amazing.
Well, you know, you've got some great success stories from the Academy as well. I mean, there's been Jessica Mowboy, there's the McClymont girls, Drew McAllister, Adam Eckersley, Amber Lawrence, and a whole heap more as well. So can you tell me about exactly what happens when you go to the Academy? What can people expect?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's for the seniors. Let's just talk about the senior course. That's over 18. And our singer-songwriter-performer stream is probably the mainstream of the main thing that most people come to do. So that's pretty interesting. So they do some songwriting, really quite intense. They're for 2 weeks residential in Tamworth right before the festival. So it starts on January the 3rd. And they come in and they do some songwriting. They do some guitar playing, you know, instrumental at whatever level you're at. They do some singing. We do some performance workshops. We talk about performance, you know, at great length, because we're working towards doing a performance. So that's kind of takes up the whole of the first week. We had some, last year we had Casey Chambers came in and had a night of jamming with everybody and talked about all that sort of stuff and about her journey. And Ashley Dallas came with her and they talked about how that's going as well. So there's that sort of thing in the first week. It's all very exciting. There's a lot of bonding. You know, we have 3 or 4 meals a day together and that's quite, it's a great opportunity to sit around and talk. And we've got great tutors. I mean, in the seniors we have this year Kevin Bennett, Lynn Bartel, Tamara Stewart, Carl Brody's doing the songwriting. I'm there. Peter Winkler there is there as our artistic director. And they're just getting, the ability to sit down at dinner time and just say, how did you get over this situation or what should I do here? And, how do I write this and all that sort of thing. So they've got absolute experts and 24-hour access just about to all the experts that they could want.
Well, I think it's a wonderful mentoring and education program for people to give them a really, really great head start in Australian country music. Applications are now open and are closing at the end of September. If you would like to put your application in, head to the website, academycountrymusic.com.au. Thank you so much, Roger Corbett.
No worries. Thanks, Ben.
Up next, Adam Brand and Lady A right after this.
This is Luke.
And Duke. This is Bo.
Duke.
We are
McAllister Kemp.
We're McAllister Kemp. And you're listening to Ben Sorensen's
Real Country.
Oh, yeah. You.
I just got the call to jump in my car. No, I won't be staying in the night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Sorensen here to talk about your skin. It's the largest organ in the body and often the least cared for. With skin being such an important part of your body, why trust it with anyone else but an experienced, university-educated dermal clinician? Like the team at Dermal Aesthetics Specialist Skin and Laser Clinic. With highly educated clinicians, the latest treatments and products, they do things differently at Dermal Aesthetics, and it shows. Visit dalaserclinic.com.au. That's dalaserclinic.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. For all things country, head to my website, realcountrymix.com. Now, Lady Antebellum have done quite well with their last 3 albums, going gold, platinum, and double platinum in Australia. And now we have the second single of their much-anticipated album, 747. And we've got a few here, right now, on Real Country. This is One Great Mystery, new for Lady A.
Maybe there's some other life out there.
One great mystery from Lady A, who will be touring Australia in March 2015. So keep your eye out for that. Don't forget, we'll be posting all the links and videos and all sorts of great country content on our Facebook page as well. So head there to check out the links for all of these great songs that we played today, including Lady A. Now, on to our homegrown talent, Mr. Adam Brand. This is Ready for Love.
Never love another till the day my eyes saw you. Now I'm feeling like a giddy little kid in a candy store. And I want more. Thinking about your feeling, but I need to be sure. Are you ready for love? Do you have enough? Take it all, can you give it up? Baby, are you ready for love? Are you picking up what I'm throwing down? Cause if you ain't, you better tell me now. Baby, are you ready for love? Oh, till I get another kiss from you. That's right, another kiss from you. I admit it, I'm a little bit afraid, but I'm gonna try. Cause this is just so right. Don't waste another moment, baby, tell me tonight. Are you ready for love? Do you have enough? I can take it all. Can you give it up? Baby, are you ready for love? Are you picking up what I'm throwing down? Cause if you ain't, you better tell me now. Baby, are you ready for love? Take it all, can you give it up? Baby, are you ready for love? Oh, are you picking up what I'm throwing down? Cause if you ain't, you better tell me now. Baby, are you ready for love? Oh, are you ready for love? Do you have enough? I can take it all, can you give it up? Baby, are you ready? Picking up what I'm throwing down. Cause if you ain't, you better tell me now. Baby, are you ready for love?
Well, that's me just about done and dusted for another week of Real Country. Now, we'd love you to continue the country conversation on social media. As we've been plugging throughout the show, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Real Country. Head over there and check it out. If you're a Twitter user, you can also find us there at Real Country Mix, or even do a search for us on Google Plus. On top of that, we've also got our podcast, which is available right now, and it's absolutely free on iTunes or your podcasting app of choice. All you need to do is head to iTunes or your podcasting app of choice, do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, click download and subscribe, and you can re-listen to today's show absolutely free. On top of that, if that is all too much, don't stress. Just head to our website, realcountrymix.com. All the details and links are there. realcountrymix.com. So until next week, I'm just about out of here. So make sure that you join us at the same time on the same station for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.